You're listening to SBS News.
Adolf Hitler, leader of the German national movement, is made Chancellor of Germany. And Berlin goes wild in celebration of his victory. Even though Chancellor Hitler is often considered by some to be power-hungry and tempestuous, some German watchers believe he will be less dangerous in government office than he is in the street commanding his stormtroopers.
On the 30th of January 1933, Adolf Hitler was installed as the Chancellor of Germany. 6 years later, Hitler's troops invaded Poland. The first shots were fired by a German warship against the port of Gdansk on the 1st of September 1939. 2 days later, Britain's Prime Minister of the time, Neville Chamberlain, made this announcement on BBC Radio.
The British ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that unless we heard from them by 11 o'clock, that they were prepared at once to withdraw their troops from Poland, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
Australia's Prime Minister Robert Gordon Menzies announced that Australia would join Britain on that same day. Newsreel commentaries at the time ramped up their descriptions of the German Führer.
The mad dog of Europe has at last plunged civilization into a new world war. Nazi troops have invaded Poland by land and by air in undeclared war. Russia paved the way for the Nazi coup by cutting loose from her Western allies and signing a non-aggression pact with Germany. The German war machine gets underway.
Poland surrendered and became the first of Hitler's conquests. A new kind of warfare, the Blitzkrieg or lightning war, shocked the world when targeting the neutral countries of Holland, Belgium and Luxembourg. Australians were particularly prominent in Britain's Bomber Command offensive against occupied Europe. Around 3,500 Australians were killed in this campaign, making it this country's costliest of the war. Hitler's attention moved to Britain, where the Luftwaffe launched an all-out attack on Britain's air defences, manned by air crews from across the Commonwealth and the Allied nations. What became known as the Battle of Britain in the skies above England became part of that nation's DNA.
Not by man's hand alone were we given power to resist. Leading their people in a nationwide act of remembrance, the King and Queen attend divine service at St. Paul's. A moment when we give thanks to God for the success granted to the Royal Air Force and in commemoration of the courage and devotion by all, whether in the forces, in civil defence or in the factories, who helped to guard Britain throughout the prolonged air attack of the enemy.
On the 22nd of June 1941, Nazi Germany invaded the Soviet Union, killing thousands of soldiers and civilians caught totally by surprise.
In a sudden coup, Germany's military might has been thrown against her former ally, Russia, in a gigantic attack by land as well as by air. It's the strangest turn yet in this war of surprises. Russia betrayed Germany's trust in her, announced von Ribbentrop. But the great Nazi need for grain and other food products of the Russian Ukraine, as well as Russian oil fields in preparation for a long war, may be behind the sudden turnabout.
Another surprise attack happened in the United States in the same year. Japanese forces bombed the Hawaii naval base Pearl Harbor on the 7th of December 1941. Nearly 2,400 service members and civilians died in the attack on Pearl Harbor, and America was plunged into active participation in World War II. U.S. President Roosevelt made this speech.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
By this time, Hitler was not only pursuing world domination, but also his final solution, the extermination of the Jews. Jewish people from all over Nazi Europe were deported to concentration camps where executions, hard labour, punishment, hunger and appalling sanitary conditions became a way of life. In the closing days of the war, BBC reporter Richard Dimbleby reported on what he found at the Belsen concentration camp.
I find it hard to describe adequately the horrible things that I've seen and heard. But here, unadorned, are the facts. There are 40,000 men, women and children in the camp, thousands of them Jews. Of this total of 40,000, 4,250 are acutely ill or dying of virulent disease. 25,600, three quarters of them women, are either ill from lack of food or are actually dying of starvation.
The infamous Auschwitz concentration camp claimed more victims than any other German extermination site, with around 1 million deaths. The Battle of Stalingrad was a turning point in World War II. More than 800,000 Germans and 1 million Soviet soldiers and civilians died at Stalingrad, which Adolf Hitler was determined to take and Stalin to hold at all costs.
The heroic defense of Stalingrad. The Soviet army turning the Nazi six-month assault into the most ghastly military disaster in German history. Hands held high, the beaten Nazis pour from house after house in abject surrender.
In 1944, the D-Day invasion marked the turning point in World War II in Europe.
London calling in the home, overseas, and European services of the BBC and through United Nations Radio Mediterranean. And this is John Snagg speaking. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
The Normandy landings took place along an 80-kilometer stretch of the Normandy coast and broke Germany's grip on the European continent. On the 7th of May, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill made this announcement.
Yesterday morning, at 2:41 a.m., at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied expeditionary forces and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command. Hostilities will end officially at 1 minute after midnight tonight, Tuesday, the 8th of May.
Victory had finally become a reality in Europe. The war continued in the Pacific until August, when Japan surrendered following the dropping of nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The war cost the lives of between 75 and 80 million people, about 3% of the world population at the time. Alan Lee, SBS News.